Actually, everything that distinguishes between this world and the spiritual world is that state called faith above reason. We exist within reason to begin with. A terrible, lowly, corporeal reason, as it says, the judge has only what his eyes can see, and it is difficult for us to imagine that there is another outlook at the world. I'm saying outlook, perspective, on purpose, because it's not the kind of faith that people think who believe. They just believe. Rather, we build the world, our upper world, higher degree than where we are right now in our perception of reality. We build it through our effort to be above what we see, above what we think, above our perspective, that we forcefully justify the Creator. We accept that whatever is done through Him, and therefore they have eyes but see not. That is, whatever we see, it's not the right vision. Rather, we try to see how it appears in the eyes of the Creator, that the whole world is good, the whole world is corrected. And even though now it still seems to us that everything is corrupted, that everything was given to the hands of the wicked, however, we say that this is only what we see in our eyes, in our senses. And even though these senses give us all of our discernments, they give us our entire perception of reality, we want to rise above them to the next reality, to see the world in the light of bestowal and not in the light of reception. It's hard work. Until we correct our vessels of reception, these are 125 degrees, five worlds, olamot, until we reach the world of Ein Sof. Ein Sof means that there is no end, no limit. Everything that we will attend and see then, it will all be in the light of bestowal, as the Creator sees it, and not the way that He created our world, olam, olam from the world, he'elem, concealment, and hiding, that He hides Himself more and more, and then we imagine ourselves as operating inside of the world, we are in the center of the world, and everything depends on us. Therefore, returning to the world of truth, where the Creator rules, it is always an unpleasant return with respect to our ego. Our ego starts to see how much it is incapable of controlling its world, how much it does not understand, it doesn't feel correctly, and this is how we get help from above in order to return to the world of truth. Let's get in there and see how it is done. Go ahead and ask. Try to read all of these excerpts, those that we will have before us and later on also. It doesn't matter. The more you will read, don't be afraid of getting confused. This is our work, to nevertheless find ourselves in faith above reason.
Again. A person should establish the praise of the Creator and then pray. Clearly, while he establishes the praises, he says that the Creator is good and does good to the bad and to the good, and that He is merciful and gracious. At that time, it cannot be said that a person is deficient. meaning that he lacks something, whether in spirituality or in corporeality. Otherwise, it means that he is merely saying, but his heart is not with him. That is, in his heart, he thinks differently than what he says with his mouth. For this reason, it is impossible to sing and thank the Creator and say his virtues, but a person says about himself that he has abundance and that he lacks nothing. Thus, how can one say so when he finds himself bare and destitute? Baal HaSulam said about this, that a person should depict to himself as though he has already been rewarded with complete faith in the Creator, and already feels that the Creator leads the world in a manner of good and doing good. Although when he looks at himself and the world and sees that he and the whole world are deficient, each according to his degree, he should say about this, they have eyes and see not, meaning above reason. In this way, he can say that he is a complete person and lacks nothing. Naturally, he can establish the praise of the Creator above reason.
And then he will have what to pray for. There is a reason for it. As it says in the first line, a person should establish the praise of the Creator and then pray. Why should there be such an order? Because at the time that he tries to arrange the praise of the Creator, then he sees how much he has nothing to say. He has nothing about which to give praise. And then he prays that the Creator will show him how to arrange it.
No, not heal.
Rabash writes here that we need to first depict to oneself as if he's already been awarded complete faith from the Creator.
Yes?
What does it mean that he depicts himself that he's attained complete faith?
Well, we live in a certain reality, and in this reality, we see everything with our own eyes, with our own senses. Then it seems to us as a reality that is terrible. The coronavirus, let's say today, and all kinds of other problems, individual and collective, each and every one. How can I say about this situation that I am in a world that is entirely good? I cannot, right? But if I would discover myself in adhesion with the Creator, then I would see truly the Holy Divinity is everywhere, and there is nothing bad that might be, not even a little bit of bad, cannot be in the whole world. Therefore, there is what is desirable and what exists. It is desirable to see the world as the Creator establishes it and manages it. And what existed, how we discover it, how we see it in our vessels. And the gap between this and that tells us where we are versus where we need to be.
No.
That's it.
Rav, can I also ask?
Well,
is this a condition for revelation that a person will feel bad in his vessels?
The person should feel a terrible state in his vessels in order for this to push him to build the degree of above reason. Yes.
USA Northwest.
Yes, Rav. How is it that we're able to taste this state with our hearts, but not with the mind?
The whole of spirituality is a matter of sensation, because our vessels are the desire, the will to receive, the will to bestow. It is all a feeling. And later on comes the intellect in order to help us scrutinize and criticize the feeling. This is how it works. Therefore, we first of all feel, and later we start to understand, to think, to organize things.
Moscow 5.
Раф, вот в этом отрывке говорится, что находясь уже в правой линии, человек вводит часть пустого.
In this excerpt is said that when a person is on the right line, he puts a part of that empty void to.
I can hear you speaking like in a barrel. Where is your microphone?
Попробуй еще раз. Тут в этом отрывке говорится, что
Get closer to your microphone.
В правую линию, правильно?
Они ложены.
I can't hear you. Until you fix your microphone, do not ask anymore.
24.
The initial stage, one should not judge but what his eyes see. We make immense efforts to work above reason, to see the friends, the whole world, in dvikut, perfection. How do we deal with the evil inclination that gives you to feel that you're not in this yet, and it's trying to drag you to this place?
That's what it's all about. That we have to, in spite of our evil inclination, to depict ourselves all of the time that we are in a good world, in a world where we are standing opposite the Creator and He is arranging everything for us, and specifically through the deviations that we have from the truth, we can make efforts, and these efforts build us, and we reach the truth by our own forces.
How do you arrange the praise of the Creator?
The praise of the Creator? When... Well, sit in the tent and try to arrange it.
Which means, what does it mean to arrange the praise of the Creator above reason?
But even though that you see that the whole world is truly broken, and there's nothing good in the world, and this seemingly testifies to the Creator that he's wrong, you try in the tent to reach a state where you relate to everything that is happening as to a corrected world.
Simply talk about the greatness of the Creator, that He's good, or?
The greatness of the Creator and faith above reason, that He is arranging it for you to see the state as it is, as it appears, on purpose, so that you will have work to raise yourselves above it. Not to be on the degree of Malchut, but on the degree of Bina.
What is to depict himself as if he's been awarded complete faith in the Creator and he has a feeling in his limbs?
Yes, as if you are in the upper world, in Gmar Tikkun.
What is that end of correction? Where does he depict himself?
That you left like nothing for yourself. You just see that maybe others still lack something.
The corrections, the work that we're trying to do in above reason, do we need to have an aspiration for the pictures of this world will change as well, for them to be corrected, or does that not interest me at all?
We are in a time called the last generation. And we need to reach a state where we cause the whole world to be corrected. In our relation to the world, that we correct ourselves to see the world as corrected as possible. And in relation to the fact that we ask the Creator to correct it, and we pray for the whole world until we reach a state where both us and the world and the Creator join as one in Israel, the light, and the Creator together. That's it.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, вот уже товарищи спрашивали, я тоже хочу уточнить по поводу...
Yes, dear Rav, I also want to ask, like the friends, about needing to depict to oneself the next state. And you also said that by this we rise from the Malchut to Bina. We need to depict the end of correction. What is that work to imagine it? How do we do that? Do we picture to ourselves the next state somehow? Can you explain it?
We depict to ourselves the next state through connection between the friends. We don't know what to do with the Creator, with the upper worlds. We don't know what is our external state, meaning where we are. We don't know what to do with that, but we can understand the corrected state according to the connection between us. That's it. Then we can try to come closer between us as much as possible so that our intellectually and emotionally and with all of our inclinations and discernments, they would be, not that they'll be the same in each and every one, but rather that we will be connected in such a way that each one completes the others, so that he feels that without them he cannot do it, they without him or him without them. And this is called, from your actions, we know you. Only from that we attain the upper world and the Creator. Only out of the connection between the sphere, between the friends. This is how we reach it.
Work in the heart.
It turns out for us that a person goes through all kinds of such states that intellectually you cannot understand them. You cannot depict them. You can't even ask about them. Nothing. He's very confused, disoriented. He lacks emotion, or he lacks intellect, or he doesn't have the memory. He no longer believes anything, whatever he used to believe before. He cannot see the future. That earlier he thought that he's going to advance this way and that way, like any person who sees himself planning a certain process. Nothing. Nothing remains for him, but rather he's truly empty. Empty. And here, in such a state where he's empty, he has to try to do something. It's not simple. It's not simple. Therefore, he says, the matter of prayer should be with heaviness of the head, meaning when a person feels that he does not have faith about reason, he doesn't have it, meaning that the reason does not mandate him to work in order to bestow. This is called faith above reason, a force of bestowal above the force of reception, so that the force of bestowal is obligating him to do something in spite of his will to receive. But no, he's not able to do so. Yet the person understands that the primary goal should be to be rewarded with dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, and adhesion with the Creator is specifically through providence, through feeling, by agreeing to work without mind and emotion. This is considered that the person understands the primary goal should be to be rewarded with dvekut, with the Creator. And since the reason objects to this, he must go against reason. And this is very hard work, to go against the reason, meaning he had to go against the reason, meaning he has nothing that supports what is now about to do. So with which power will he do it? With which mind, with which inner drives? And since the reason objects to this, he must go against reason, and this is very hard work. Very big work. Since he is asking of the Creator to give him things to which all his organs object. It follows that each and every prayer he makes to the Creator has its special work. I am asking of the Creator that he will give me the possibility to perform actions that I myself do not want. So how will I ask for it? A prayer is called, as he says here, work in the heart. How from my heart will I ask for something that the heart entirely rejects?
I know.
This is why. So he wants to go against his mind and his intellect and the mind, which tell him the complete opposite. This is why this is not called the work of the brain, since the work of the brain means that a person exerts to understand something with his mind and reason. But here, he does not want to understand this with his reason, that we should serve the Creator in the state of knowing. Rather, he wants to serve the Creator specifically with faith above reason, meaning the fact that he now cannot work with his mind and emotion, so that they would push him to work. And seemingly, I have no possibility to do anything. What will I do? I don't have my own inner drive so that I will want that. Here, he has to say simply, this is excellent. The Creator is helping me. This is the Creator helping me, the fact that I don't want it. Because if I would have wanted it, I would be chasing it like a thief, crying out, catch the thief. But now I have to do what? The opposite. To ask, even though I don't want it. And therefore, it's good that it is against the heart. My work would then be called work in the heart. Then it will be called a prayer. When I am asking of the Creator for something that I don't want, when I will search for how will I even open my mouth about it, how will I turn my head a little bit, my brain a little bit, in order to ask for something that I don't want, not in my mind, not in my heart? This is why it is called work in the heart. This is why what I get is called faith above reason, against the reason, the opposite of my reason. I didn't have any reason for it, but I received it through the force of faith. One who tries constantly with all of his power, as much as he can, to reach such states, bit by bit he will see that it works for him. It becomes established in him. He doesn't want it? Excellent, great, it's very good. It's help from above that he doesn't want it. If I would have wanted it, I wouldn't be working against resistance. I wouldn't be demanding a masach. I would not be demanding spiritual forces. Here, specifically, is the place where I can ask for spiritual forces. Give me the possibility to rise above my ego. This is how it's done. PT 5.
Again.
Let's state, when he sees a dark world and he wants to believe above reason that the Creator behaves with the world in private providence as good and doing good. He remains standing on this point, and all kinds of foreign thoughts come into his mind. then he must overcome above reason, that providence is good and does good. At that time, he receives a need for the Creator to give him the power of faith, so that he will have the strength to go above reason and justify providence.
In another place, Bala Sulam and also Rabash depicts it as a person walking against the rain and the strong wind. He truly needs to overcome and walk against it. That's how he feels those disturbances.
Then he can understand the meaning of Shekhinah in the dust, since he sees that where he should do something for the Creator and not for his own sake, the body promptly asks, what is this work for you? And does not want to give him strength to work. This is called Shekhinah in the dust, meaning that what he wants to do for the sake of the Shekhinah tastes to him like dust. And he is powerless to overcome his thoughts and desires. At that time, the person realizes that all he lacks in order to have strength to work is that the Creator will give him the power of faith. As written in the prayer of Rabbi Elimelech, that we must pray and do fix your faith in our hearts forever and ever. In that state, he comes to the realization that if the Creator does not help him, he cannot overcome it.
Are they ready to do a workshop?
Yes.
Okay, let's do a workshop in which we will talk. What is it considered to have the force of faith that we're asking the Creator to give us? We are turning to the Creator. Give us the force of faith. That's it. We don't know anything more than that. We see that it's important. We hear that it's important. We read that it's important. Give us. How can we depict what this force of faith is that we will receive from him? How do we ask this from him? Please, all of us, a general workshop.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот он здесь пишет, да, что каждый должен стараться дать группе дух жизни.
Yes, dear Rav, your teacher, he writes that each one should instill a spirit of life and hopefulness. And you said in a previous question that the principle of the mutual relations between us is like sfirot in a parzuf. And this is what we should pass. Is this what we should pass to one another in the spiritual structure, the spirit of life?
Of course, each from his qualities, his properties, his characteristics that he sees inside of himself, he concerned with raising the society to a new degree. That's exactly what we need. That's why we need to be an example to one another. But it's not that each has to behave like the other, but rather towards the awakening of the group, the importance of the goal, the greatness of connection, the Creator that we want to reveal, to build him from the connection between us. What else are we missing in order to construct the Creator? Just like we're building out of clay or snow, a character of sorts, we're working in the society, how and depict how we would build it, to depict who it is from our inner qualities, how we're inverting ourselves from our ego oppositely, in order to take out from each of us, establish this form of bestowal out of each of us, until we establish the character of the Creator. You made me. That's how it's written.
Let's say that I want to give the friends this spirit of life. I think about them, I intend to ask for them, I feel them, I feel the friends as separate, but also what is common to us. I mean, I feel their deficiencies, but also what is common to us. So I ask for the spirit of life, or...
Both. Think this way and that way. There's everything is good. If it's for correction and connection and your search to find that connection with them and with that connection build the character of the Creator, then there's no problem with this. It will always come out good. PT10.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Mike.
I wanted to ask, there is the matter of the goal and the way to the goal. Is this the same thing, or is there a difference between these two concepts?
Well, the goal could be Israel, the light and the Creator are one. Where we are all connected to the concept of that's called the Creator. Boe, where a person, which is Adam, is called similar, resembling the Creator. This image that we are building between us, in this connection between us, such that all our will to receive will give us this greatest clash that above we will bring the force of connection. And this is how we will truly come to the form of the Creator.
The difficulty that a person feels, it is the difficulty, as you say, that a person is going against the wind and the rain. This objection, this resistance, is that in the goal or on the way to the goal?
On the way to the goal. When we reach the goal itself, we are correcting ourselves in order to bestow in such a way that we have no clashes whatsoever there. And there it's a world that is all good and rest for eternality.
That is, in order to have the strength to go against the rain and the wind, as you say, Bala Sulam writes, the goal has to constantly be very high.
Very high ahead of us and the support of the friends. Everything is measured. It's all arranged from above in such a way that if I, with my small forces, but with the friends, together, all of us, each is aware of our weaknesses and turn to the Creator and ask of Him, and each takes the other to help one another, and we ask from the Creator, we succeed. The Creator loves it when we are weak and we help one another not fall. And with that, we turn to Him. Do you understand what a picture there is here? Dudi.
So say it. Say what? That the Creator loves it, that all of, each one of us is weak on the floor, lifeless, lacking any force.
But we hold on to one another like little children to not fall. And we're asking of the Creator to grow up. That's the best possible way.
Rav, what do we ask the Creator for? That He will help us?
To help us be in this brave connection, so that in this connection we want to reveal His force together with us. Where we specifically want Him to live in us, arrange us, awaken us, and eventually our entire essence, which we received from this will to receive, will now be revealed in Him in the desire to bestow.
I'd like to focus it. We're asking to see the greatness of the goal, or the greatness of the goal exists already, and we're just asking for the power to go for it.
Well, that's on the way. Of course, we want to ask the greatness of the goal in order to advance and move forward. But eventually, for what are we? We want to see before us the goal itself, that to which we are advancing. The goal itself, which we are all adhered to one another and the Creator is revealed between us as a result of that connection.
This means that we might say that the request is composed of two stages. First of all, there's always the greatness of the goal, and then from the greatness of the goal, how do we reach it?
I would say it's better give us the possibility to connect between us in order to build your image between us. Let us have the possibility to connect in such a way that our form of connection will be you. To build him. That's, I don't know how to express it. Sometimes it comes out, sometimes not so much so.
Доброе утро. Ну, где-то получил ответ, но все-таки спрошу. Когда я чувствую, что у меня нет жизни духа, вот духа жизни, я обязан...
I received a little bit of an answer, but I would like to ask nevertheless. When I feel that I don't have the spirit of life, I have to search for how can I fill up the friends with what I don't have, or what?
I will tell you from my experience, and this happens many times, when I feel that I have no strength whatsoever. Desire, strength, force and desire is the same thing, but let's say the force, desire, awakening, there's nothing. I try to stop thinking about myself completely and to think only about the friends that I have to help, that I must act this before them, that I must talk before them, that I have to awaken them. Let's say it was in the lesson today, where I was very tired in the lesson, and I have a specific problem with a weakness with my health, and I couldn't myself. I wasn't at all not rising from the bed, and just not capable, incapable of reading, of studying. I woke up at 11:30 at night, and the lesson's at 3. And I couldn't fall asleep or anything. Eventually, what to do? I must awaken them somewhat. Yes, it could be that from this state of mind, I'm actually bringing them down. But the main thing is the intention. So I constantly, before the lesson, thought, how will I nevertheless be able to bestow to them? To somewhat convince, somewhat awaken someone, somewhat uplift them, and not of myself whatsoever. That's it. And specifically in such a way, it helps awaken. Sometimes it takes a few minutes, and you wake up already. But then, as much as you will be in spiritual work, you will see that this can continue for days. Because the heaviness is great, the degrees are different, and there's nothing to do. We have to continue. Therefore, if a person doesn't leave and constantly thinks, how I think, how I bestow to the society, each of you is responsible. Don't think it's me because I'm your teacher. Each and every one of you, in a spiritual kli, integral one, there is no first and there's no last. We are all in a circle, around. And if there are those who jump ahead, like Vlad from Kiev, or someone from New York, or Almata, or that's not important. Everyone, each and every one, is in that same degree of importance. Everyone. It could be that he never asks, and he's ashamed of asking. We must, each and every one of us, make sure how I awaken everyone, even without a word. Know this, it's very important. Therefore, especially when the Creator doesn't give the possibility to recover, to awaken, So it's just like with a mother, has children, and she's sick, but you know, she wakes up out of her bed, at night, in the morning, whenever it's needed to take care of her kids, and she cares for them. There's nothing you can do about it. That's how we are. Therefore, the main thing is constantly thinking that you are in service of your society, and you must. You owe them. And this takes a person out of all the descents, and one advances towards the goal. And the less wise we become in this, and more aimed towards the goal, this will be the good. Don't look at other people. Don't look at those that think that they have a different kind of spiritual work. Look at what's written in the articles of our Kabbalists, and you'll see. You can also read Baal Shem Tov. You can also read Sneboer in Kotsk, A Burning Bush in Kotsk, all kinds of books that are spiritual work. The Camp of the Degel of Machane Ephraim, and many others, but they're all saying the same. The flag of the Camp of Ephraim.
I still don't understand the way you gave this depiction. You said you don't have the power. Suddenly you have the power to start thinking about them and asking for them, the friends.
How does a mother do this? When her children are sick and she's sick and she wakes to them and cares for them and doesn't think about herself.
I really don't know.
But you understand that.
Oh, there is this, such a picture, but I don't feel like a mother, like this mother.
So that needs to awaken to you to knowing that it's possible, that it's within one's forces.
What are these two different axes? On the one hand, one doesn't have any air, any oxygen. On the other hand, he supplies the others with air.
If you will think that you're obliged to others, to the group, you will find the forces. You will find them.
But the moment that you don't have air, you don't have oxygen.
Yeah. You will have air and oxygen. You will. And not like when you usually can, maybe in an awakening, an excitement, with forces and joy, jumping. But you can drag yourself to rise and do something.
This depiction of the mother, it's egoistic, nevertheless.
So what? You're an egoist for the time being also. But you know that I must awaken them. I must give them my part. And that's it. Not egoistic is only in the end of correction. Until then, we always have a part that's egoistic also. Use it correctly as well.
Дорогой Раф, относительно вкуса к молитве из праха, из пустоты.
Hello, dear Rav. In relation to tastes in the prayer from the dust, from the emptiness, how do we use the 10 in order to awaken this taste? I invest in the 10, only my prayer, my man.
If you ask the society to pray together, then that great disturbance that's before you, when you begin to connect, it will become a springboard for ascent and for connection, for revelation. You discover things from the posterior and you need to turn it into the face. You hear that? That's a very important thing. What did you ask?
Вот этот вкус к молитве из пустоты, как вот за счет десятки, как привязать это?
This prayer out of emptiness, how do you to connect the flavor to the ten?
Each and every disturbance I wish to bring to the group. Because with the group, if we work on the disturbance, we turn it into a spiritual ascent. And to a spiritual ascent, it's only possible if we raise ourselves together. So each and every disturbance, bring it to the ten. It's not that you're just confusing them and filling their mind with nonsense. Rather, try to solve your disturbances with the connection with everyone, even individually. Individual disturbances, and each one like that brings his individual disturbance. This is called his individual coarseness of his sphira from these 10 sphirot that you are. So it works out that each and every one adds his coarseness, the coarseness of his sphira, and by that you assemble the higher degree and you climb it. In your work, try to be more creative. How to build these degrees? Vlad, from Kiev, do you know how to do it?
Я хотел спросить, знаете, о чем? Вот, а как мы можем...
Do you know what I wanted to ask? I wanted to ask about how we can pass strength to you. We love you very much and we would like to pass on forces to you. I can ask for the friends, but how can I do that?
Don't pray for me, only go towards the goal and as much as I'll need to and as much strength as I'll have to work with you, I'll have it, and that's what will be. There's no point thinking about it. The Creator is arranging everything, and as much as we need, He'll give us the strength and opportunities to be together. And after that, you'll understand that everything is in His hands and in your hands. So no need to think about it at all. Don't think about it, don't pray about it, nothing. Only connection in the group. There you will see your future. Only like that.
Между нами должна же быть какая-то степень готовности принять то, что вы хотите нам дать.
But there has to be some readiness to accept what you're saying.
Each and every moment I give you, I add to you, all those things are with you. They're written on our website. In each and every one's heart. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Leave those things to... There is none else besides him. We have a landlord. He's maintaining everything. He's keeping everything. You can relax a little bit from that. Only one thing you need to be together and the Creator within us.
Hola, Rab.
Hello, Rav. Thank you. Rav, it seems as if we always lack connection, bestowal, and importance. We always lack faith. The left is always there. The question is, are the goal and the path the same, or will the path ever end?
I don't
know if the path ends. I didn't reach the end to tell you if it does end or what. But I can tell you one thing. You should not stop. It's written, anything but leave. That's what I got from Rabash. And he passed away 30 years ago, and I'm without him, and I continue, and I am trying, and I wish to believe that I'm following his path. And that's how we need to continue. Anything but leave, until the end of your life. And you'll see that each time you'll receive reinforcement along the way. You'll see what's happening in the world more correctly, what's happening in your life, how more correctly to advance. You'll see the whole world is confused, and with each passing year it becomes emptier. People are becoming seemingly stupider. But for us, the important thing is to continue. to keep going. And those who keep going, the Creator begins to take care of them in a more clear way. He's already taking care of them, but becomes clearer. The more we connect together to the group, by that, we obligate the Creator to take care of us. Then that's how we will advance. The important thing is not to be afraid.
Forgive me for my insolence, but your stories about Rabash always pass on the understanding about the emotion. Can you tell us about the moment that with you that it shifted from understanding to action?
I don't
know. First of all, I learned from Rabash the work in consistency, facing the work every day, day in, day out, for years. You get up, you begin the day correctly, you continue it, you finish it, and the following day again, and again, and even if you are going through different changes in life, you're constantly trying to maintain yourself on the same path. This is the first thing you learn from the Kabbalist, that the spiritual goal should always be before your eyes. Of course, he's a human. He needs to do everything that a normal person has to do. But this is what we learn from the teacher. But all the rest you attain with the group.
How can you understand? Well, we understand the importance, but how to turn it into action?
Look at the people who've been with us and have left. Typically, those are people who were not connected to the group. And the more you advance, the more you'll see it in a more, in a clearer way. Because the connection to the group will become the most important and the only thing, the only place where we build our vessel, our tensfiot.
We'll
begin to receive from them inner light, surrounding light, Rishimot, everything is in the ten. Why did Rashbi and his students reveal the end of correction? How come? Because they were such a ten that they were able to cancel each one towards the others, and then the state of the end of correction appeared in them. Also between you, among you, there are people who are ready for it. Many of them. We need to exert a little bit.
שבכלי הרוחנית אנחנו כולנו במעגל אחד, והשאלה זה שאיך אנחנו בונים את הכלי הרוחני הזאת.
אנחנו בונים את הכלי הרוחני בקשר בינינו.
We build the spiritual kli in the connection between us. Now, despite all the disturbances, like, look at you, PT12, such a big group. Where do you get so many people? It's much more than a 10. So, connect between you. Start to see how you respect the purpose of life, the purpose of creation, the Creator, each and every friend that connects to others. How are you connected together? How are you scrutinizing your deficiency, where you want to attain the connection, and the connection to attain the force of love, which is the Creator, and turn to Him and see how much it would help. Well, I'm with you.
Rav, you also said that every friend should perform an action of being an example. The question is, what action should every friend do as an example?
Examples for awakening, kindness, love, embrace, the tendency towards studying, understanding, knowing, connecting to others, everything we need in order to attain the spiritual state. Okay? So,
thank you.
Grow stronger. Everything will work out. Everything will work out. I'm telling you. Just a little bit of patience and don't forget Ichikdana.
We'll continue. There is a discernment of mind and a discernment of heart in the above mentioned equivalence of form. The engagement in Torah and mitzvot in order to bestow contentment upon one's maker is equivalence of form in the mind. This is because the Creator does not think of Himself, whether He exists or whether He watches over His creations, and other such doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well. When it is clear to him that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that.
Hang on, read it again, and if it's not clear, then ask. This is a severe condition. Anyone who wants to reach adhesion with the Creator should not be thinking of himself. In short, again,
there is a discernment of mind and a discernment of heart in the above mentioned equivalence of form. The engagement in Torah and mitzvot in order to bestow contentment upon his maker is equivalence of form in the mind. This is because the Creator does not think of Himself, whether He exists or whether He watches over His creations and other such doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well. When it is clear to him that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that.
Shailot Vakasha, Moscow 4.
Rav, est-ce qu'il faut arriver à l'équivalence de forme pour connaître la forme du Créateur et a-t-il une forme?
Rav, we have to reach equivalence of form with the Creator. Does the Creator have a form?
No, the form is the groups. The Creator doesn't have any form, but if we discover our correct form, then in it we reveal the Creator. That's how it is.
PT 19. Tzvika.
Tzvika, אתה בהשתק.
Forgive me. Bala Salam says that one who wishes to be in equivalence of form mustn't think about himself, about these things. What are these things?
About himself.
What do you mean?
Does he exist or not? Does he want or not? Think or not? Only to think and want what the others want.
Meaning, how can we be in equivalence of form if we're not thinking about ourselves?
In that exactly, you will reach equivalence of form with the Creator, since the Creator doesn't think of himself. And then you don't think of yourself, but only of the friends.
Look, doesn't sound to you too high for us?
No, sir. This is the ladder of degrees. From the smallest degree to the highest degree, the same conditions, except each time at a greater resolution, greater intensity.
And we can really be in equivalence of form with the Creator?
Yes, today, you, with all your problems and desires, and all your angst and everything, you have to think only of the group. How to connect them, arrange them, organize them, care for them, nurture them, only that. And you need to be entirely immersed in them, and then you will reveal the Creator.
What is a form?
And the form is the measure of the correct measure of mutual connection between everyone.
Thank you.
Just like a mother who thinks about her kids that they will all be good kids, feel themselves as brothers, good, beautiful, loving one another.
He writes that there is no tactic in the world that can benefit us to invert our nature. So, how can one make this change?
When we are in adhesion in the 10, the Creator works into the 10, and gradually we're changing our nature. This is called I, the 10, and the Creator. And all of us together in the 10 come closer to one another more and more with the help of the upper force that's working on us until we come to Israel, the Creator, Oi to the Creator are one, each one, and with the 10 and the Creator.
That's clear, but what's the goal of the purpose of giving an awakening and then not giving you the ability to make the change?
You don't have any ability to make a change, only to pray.
So what does the Creator want from us?
A prayer to find out that we depend on Him, we want to be together, we want to keep all the conditions we can keep. As long as He will bestow to us, influence us, and make us into one bundle that can bestow to Him, that is ready to be a support, a vessel for His revelation, in order to give Him contentment.
Start being in a prayer, is that a habit? It's a habit you go into?
There's a habit, and there's also always a novelty.
But is it in our hands to activate the prayer?
Yes, in our hand. Look how we started the lesson. We were all helpless, hopeless, powerless, no connection. And little by little, gradually throughout the lesson, we started to recuperate, to awaken, to connect. And now we have more clarity, more strength, more connection between us. That's how it is. That's an example. This is an example. Of course, each one according to the intensity of his personal vessel. That's how he feels it. But I see a difference between the beginning of the lesson and the end of the lesson as a great leap forward.
One last thing. Immediately after that, he keeps on and he writes that if you don't act to give contentment to the Creator, it will be the opposite. You even increase your will to receive. And it's as if along the whole path, in the beginning, you're the complete opposite.
That's okay. You can't make the distinction between things, so they have to grow the minus and the plus in you. One corresponds to the other. Don't worry. Everything is done according to the Creator's plan. For the most part, you should relate yourself to the 10, and you'll see that you're working correctly.
So where do the intentions come from? How do you start working with the right intentions?
From above. Where else? Is there any other place? Everything comes from above. Nothing comes from us. Even my desire to connect with the friends comes from above. Except I want to become more sensitive to what awakens in my heart. And maybe a little bit to do it.
I will ask one last time again. What's the stage, the step from which the Creator enables you to start acting this way? What Kabbalists write about? When He enables you to start acting with giving contentment to Him, to act for the ten, for the world.
From the moment you can be connected in ten sefirot. Before that, you have no possibility of doing anything. And the Creator is what appears in the ten. If you're connected with them in one vessel, then how can you act?
Is clarity a sign of advancement?
Clarity?
Yes, is that a sign of advancement?
You have clarity in the mind and clarity in the feeling. So, yes. Typically, the two are related.
A friend wrote me that from the beginning of the lesson, he feels less and more vague. He's less clear as you gave us the picture.
So he didn't walk side by side with us. He's lacking preparation.
One more question. Yesterday I heard from a friend in the tent that said that since we started learning about faith above reason, our last period of time, he doesn't understand anything.
Of course, he doesn't. Many people don't understand anything, and you need to continue, nevertheless. I'm telling you, this is how it happened to me. When I heard from Abash saying these words over and over, faith above reason, and I thought this is like a curse or something. Or like you say, God willing after every other sentence. I don't understand. What is it? Faith above reason. What is faith? I don't know. Force of Bina. Reason is probably the force of Malchut. Malchut above Bina. Bina above Malchut. What is that? Well, we already gave it a few illustrations. So a little more, a little longer. We're not going to let go of it. Gradually, we're going to advance. This is the entry point to the spiritual degree. So there are those who are a little closer to that entrance, and there are those who are a little farther. But nevertheless, all of us have to enter, and we're capable of entering. And many of our friends are right at the door. So those who are not in that yet, but are coming towards the doorway, they're not at the door yet, they're also advanced. It will take everyone. We leave no one outside the doorway to the spiritual world. Don't worry about it.
So if one feels he's distant and unrelated to it,
to keep going, whatever it may be, keep going, listen to the lesson, and participate in dissemination. Work in the group, in his tent, and in dissemination. This will advance him. And other than that, starting